You said earlier you became a friend of Jonas Salk.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about? Tell us about that.
Well, I did a lot of work for the March of Dimes. In fact, this is how I got into television, actually. But I did a lot of work for the March of Dimes and as a result became a member of the national board. We would go out to Torrey Pines, which they do something besides play golf there. They have the Salk Institute there that the March of Dimes built for Jonas Salk and other doctors.
That's in Torrey Pines, California.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful country. That's where I met him, and then we came to know him very well.
What kind of a man was he?
Just what you'd expect a research medical person to be. Pretty serious. Of course, obviously a brilliant man, as are all those people. In fact, I was fascinated by the Salk Institute because all over this whole institute on the grounds, they had pillars with whiteboards on them they could write with grease pencils on, and they were all over. So anytime a research man or woman had an idea, even if they were walking out there, they could write it down. It's a fascinating place. Fascinating. But I did a lot of public speaking for the March of Dimes because they came to us here in Tulsa. We had, like a lot of people, not much income then. Bill's income was that he was a student, and he had a veteran's stipend to mm-hmm. go to school. Mm-hmm. Any veteran could go to school
Bill.
On the GI Bill, mm-hmm. right, which we don't have now. It's another thing kids don't know about today. But that was our income. Well, he couldn't go to school while he was in the hospital. The March of Dimes came to us and said, don't worry about your bills at the hospital. We will pay them, and you do not need to pay us back. This is why Franklin Roosevelt started the March of Dimes, and this is what we use the money for locally. And then we send some for research, too, to try to find the cure or the prevention of. So they did pay all our bills. Bill's folks did pay them back, as a matter of fact. We didn't. We couldn't. But I wanted to do something, John. I like to help people.
Yep.
I really do. So public speaking, I've never been afraid to get up in front of a group. Now, one-to-one bothers me some. I don't do well at a party if I have to walk in the room by myself. Mm-hmm. But big groups, that's great. So I went to the March of Dimes and said, I want to help. That then actually led to my getting into television.
I just have to come back again because I can't imagine how devastated you had to be. Here, your husband had polio,
mm-hmm.
and then you discovered your baby had mm-hmm. polio. You're just talking facts right now and not emotion, but that had to be horrible for that to happen to you.
Yes, it was. And it was no less emotional 50 years later, John. We didn't do a lot of things that other couples do, like going to a lot of sporting events later on in his life. We didn't go to theater things because it was difficult for him to get in and out and climb steps and do stuff like that. But one night he said to me, oh gosh, this was 50 years after he had polio. He said, you know what I'd like to do? And I thought, who knows, crazy man, what would you like to do? And he said, I'd like to run and play. And I thought my heart was going to come out of my mouth. I'm not a crier. I don't sit down and cry about things. But I came mighty close.
Yeah.
Mighty close. Because, you know, all these years he had worked, and many people didn't realize how really handicapped he was, because it ended up being basically, as far as you were concerned or any passerby, his legs that were in trouble, but it was his arms as well. And so he couldn't fix the plumbing or anything. But people's question to me then, John, was, I don't see how you handle this. And my answer was, what else am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Besides, I was very busy then.
As I remember, Bill, he always had a upbeat, positive outlook. I don't know what he was like at home, but in the public, he just couldn't keep from bubbling.
He was always like that, much more so in his younger days than when you knew him even. He was a clown. Bill was head cheerleader at Tulsa Central, even though Tulsa Central had 5,000 students then. We only had three cheerleaders, and they were boys. And he was one of those three. And then he also was a cheerleader at TU the year before he had polio. So he was an upbeat fella, fun.
Yep, he was.